It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 298. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. And if you are a new listener, welcome. And take a moment and go over to miketechshow.com where you can see links to all the things I talk about in every show within the show notes. There are lots of things happening, and also the website is changing, and you can preview that at mikenation.net. That's sort of a preview of what's going to be happening with miketechshow.com. Very excited about that, and I should be lighting that up for good in a few weeks. I'm tweaking some colors and some other surprises there. You can email me suggestions for future show topics or any tech question. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. Also, we have the Mike Tech Show Wiki at mtswiki.com, where you can get links to all of the archives of the Mike Tech Show. You can leave me a voicemail message. Phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow. Tonight's show is about resume mistakes and how not to make. And I'm going to try to give you as many tips as I can on building the perfect resume. Also, you want to pay attention to the towards the end of the show or whenever I decide to mention a secret word, kind of a clue that you will have to use in part with next week's show. Those two clues you're going to have to put in an email and email me for a chance to win prizes on show 300. I have a couple really good prizes and some that were donated. And I also have a nice gift certificate to Amazon. So have a couple things just to celebrate 300. We're not going crazy, but I think I have a couple really good prizes. I mentioned a few weeks ago, have a really nice telephone system and also a brand new gig switch. Stay tuned for that. Let's get started. I found this on Monster, I guess a few months ago, and it's by an article by Peter Vogt. And it really caught my eye about the mistakes that are commonly made on a resume. Here's the top 10 resume mistakes. The first one, typos and grammatical errors. You cannot have a resume with a typo. If I'm looking at a resume and I see a typo in it, I crumble it up and it hits the trash can. That's it. I want nothing to do with it, no part of it, it's done. Keep in mind what the resume is for. There's only one reason, and that's to get you the interview. That's all resume is. It's the first impression to get you an interview. And I'm in the process right now of helping one of my clients hire for a senior level networking position. And I'm reviewing hundreds of resumes. And that's, I think, what prompted me to want to talk about this, because there are so many mistakes. And that is a big one. Typos and grammatical errors. You need multiple people to proofread your resume. Because the first thing I would think of is this person can't write. This person obviously does not care. That's the one big mistake. Here's the next one. Lack of specifics. Employers need to understand what you've done and accomplished. You just can't, you got to be specific. Don't be too general. I want details. Okay? So being too general does not help you. You want to make sure you put your accomplishments in. Then here's another one. Attempting the one size fits all. Do not develop one resume that you can blast out for all different types of jobs. You can tailor a resume for a specific job. Yes, it's a lot of work. Do you want the job? Put the time and the effort into tailoring the resume for the job. You can have your master general resume that, I guess, fits most of the opportunities that you're going to be applying to. But if you see something specific where, let's say this is for a system administrator position that is heavy on email, and you only have one little blurb, but you've done a lot of good work, let's say managing an Exchange environment, well, go back and tweak that resume and put some more specifics in there. Put the size of the post offices and that there were multiple. Maybe you did a migration and you successfully migrated 1,000 users from Exchange 2003 to Exchange 2007. You did it on time and under budget. You did be specific and list the accomplishments, okay? And don't have that one size fits all because it never does. Highlighting duties instead of accomplishments. We get carried away with sometimes the minutia of the little duties that were part of our job, and we tend to not highlight and bring to the surface the accomplishments because that's what the hiring manager wants to see. They want to make sure that you know we can see the accomplishments, and that is very important. So make sure you are highlighting your accomplishments. Number five, going too long or cutting things too short. I kid you not, I had someone submit a resume that was 8 pages long. I looked at that, it was like a little book. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I don't have time to read 8 pages. It's just not going to happen. I'm like, done. Someone who just did 1 page, not enough. The sweet spot is 2 pages. If you're good enough and you've had an incredible career, go to 3. But let me tell you, stick with 2. 3 is the absolute most. And you're going to hear differing opinions on this. I don't go to 3. I think I've had a great career with a tremendous amount of accomplishments in the IT industry, and I have only 2 pages. I don't feel I'm worthy to go to 3. Just keep that in mind. I would keep it at 2. That's the sweet spot. And don't go back too far. Have a cutoff. Unless it's really relevant, only go back X number of years. I would say like maybe 10 years. Go back further if it includes an employer that shows that you've been at that job for a long time. So I don't want you to go back 10 years when you had a job before that was like 5 or 6 years and shows stability. Well, include that. But don't go too far back because, A, I don't care. It's too far away. I'm not going to check on it. I'm not going to follow up on that. Just go enough. That's right. Someone in the chat mentioned to fill 2 pages. 2 pages. I always close with education. That's always my last section. Up front, I want experience. I don't want objectives. I know what your objective is. To get a job that's paying, that's going to utilize all of my talents and blah, 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 blah. No. Your skills, no. Personal interests, no. That's right. Did he just say forget the skills? Yes, I did. I'm going to link a PDF of an example resume in the show notes. I mean, you can have a statement that is not an objective, but more of a summary of your experiences in a paragraph, that 3 sentences that encapsulates the best of you, that's fine. and you can lead off with that. Then I want you to go into your professional experience, and I want it to be formatted in a very specific way. We're going to get into the formats that I want you to have for your resume. And since we're halfway through this list here, there are still five more tips. I will take a moment and say you need your resume in a Microsoft Word format. That's one. You need it as a PDF, and that's easy because you're going to use PDF Creator if you don't have it now to create your PDF. Then you need a text-only version. Keep in mind, when you convert your resume to text, it's going to need a little editing, even if it means going into Notepad or Notepad++, something that's an ASCII editor that can just edit ASCII text. And I want you to make sure that it looks good as pure text, because there are a lot of sites for posting a resume that want you to just drop it in. And you're going to be dropping it into some crazy format or database that they're collecting that information in. You want to know that you're copying and pasting the pure text, and you know it's going to look good because you've already formatted it. Question, what about rich text format? No, absolutely not, because you don't know if someone can read that. A doc, a PDF, and a text file. That's it. That's all you need. You are now prepared to send your resume to any potential employer. No one's going to ask for something other than those three. That's the format that I want you to do it to put it in. Now, on this list, it says a bad objective. You know, that's why I say don't put an objective. I know what your objective is. Your objective is for me to interview you and you want to be hired. That's why I don't want to hear an objective. I think an objective is a waste of time. You're going to ask 10 people that very comment that I made, and I bet you 9 people disagree with me. I don't care. I'm giving you my opinion. 7, no action verbs. Avoid using phrases like responsible for. Instead, use action verbs, resolved, user questions as part of an IT help desk serving 4,000 students and staff. You're probably rewinding this and saying, I cannot believe Michael just said no responsible for. That's right. I seen someone list responsible for over and over and over again. I read it today on a resume that I'm reviewing. You know what happened to that resume? You want to know what happened to that resume? Do you hear that? That's what happened to that resume. Keep that in mind, okay? Remember the sound of the crinkling of the paper. That was your resume being crinkled and hitting the trash can. We want you to avoid that. I see people in the chat listing their incredible experiences and saying that they cannot get an interview. And I tried to mention this a couple weeks ago, and I said, you're not getting the interview because your resume, there's a problem. I even volunteered and said, email me your resume. The person didn't do it. I don't understand. And I was willing to help. So, you know, you got to work for it. Just because you type something down and send it in does not mean someone's going to read it and someone's going to hire you. You got to put some work into this. This is not easy, and it's tough times, and it's competitive. And for this one senior network engineering position, I think I've reviewed 200 resumes. Can you imagine that? 200. You know how many phone interviews we're going to do? 4. That means 196 resumes hit the waste paper basket. Keep that in mind. That's how competitive it is out there. Number 8, leaving off important information. You may be tempted, for example, to eliminate or mention of the jobs you've taken to earn extra money. Now, this is really important for the younger person out there or the person that's a student and you don't have a lot of experience yet. Don't be afraid to list those jobs where you've taken to earn extra money after school or you've done some part-time work. It's all important to show how dedicated you are. And it shows the soft skills that you've gained from those experiences. Your work ethic, your time management. These are all important to an employer. I volunteer work. I can't tell you how important it is. When I was interviewing potential candidates for co-op position at a previous employer that I was at, and someone mentioned they put Eagle Scout. Now, I know how hard it is to obtain the level of Eagle Scout. I know the dedication. I know the work ethic that it takes to accomplish that. That resume went to the top of the pile. It got special attention. And by coincidence, maybe it isn't, that person got the job. So you never know when you're young listing those things. Now, do you list that now when you're an adult? No. Now, when you've mounted all of the years of experience, now we got to slice and dice and pick the good stuff, the stuff that's going to stand out. I want to know those big name companies that you worked for that may outshine the position title. Don't be afraid to bold. If you have worked at a couple big companies that like I worked, well, let's I will say it. I put time in at SmithKline Beecham, the pharmaceutical company, years ago. Well, the company's names are very recognizable that I've worked for. I make sure that they are listed. Uncle Al in the chat made an incredible comment. Do not give away your age. I completely agree. Do not. Now, here's where your age may give yourself away. When you put your graduation, but if you put college and you put your graduating year, well, that can go either way because a lot of people complete school years later. Never list high school. That's forget it. If you didn't go to college, do not put education at all in your resume. I always look at that to try to guess at what someone's age is, but you don't want me to know. Now, I know I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this next one, and I don't care because it's important. In the IT world, and especially for IT positions, I would even say be careful letting someone know that you're even female. I would put maybe your initial and your last name. You're going to get a lot of different opinions on that, but I would, your resume has to be vanilla enough that I should not be able to determine your sex, whether you're male or female. These are things that you got to be careful because I may already have assumed this position to be male oriented. And I would like the surprise when you show up for the interview and then blow me away because it's like, wow, you know, I didn't really think a female was going to be able to do this because of the lifting involved or something. I don't know, whatever it is. Be conscious of that. And yes, a phone interview would solve that. And certainly nowadays, we don't want to waste time. And I'm very big on that half hour screening of a phone interview. You know, before we take the time and dedicate meeting, let's see what the skills are on the phone. And let's see how you handle that. It's going to vary from job to job, but certainly keep that in mind. Here's number 9. Visually too busy. That means if the resume is wall-to-wall text and there's too many different fonts, and the whole thing's just a blur. It's too busy. Leave some white space. Leave some white space around. Don't overuse fonts. I like a very specific, very simple font, and then with an occasional break where maybe you highlight the job of the company and maybe underline your position. Always put the city and state of the previous employer. I also want to know the dates that you've spent there. I can't tell you how many resumes I've looked at, and I don't know why they're trying to be cute or clever, and they don't list when they were there. Well, I want to know how long you've been. Here's another one that really bothers me. And I've actually had a couple today that I've looked at this. They didn't give the company names. They just list it, experiences. What company did you work for? Go on. I got no time for you. Don't be cute and clever, because you're only messing with yourself. You're not going to get the interview. If you're afraid of listing a company, then eliminate them. Don't put them down. But be prepared in the interview to explain the gap. And you're going to have to come up with something clever that's going to convince me why you weren't working. I was taking care of my sick mother for some. I don't know. You got to be convincing, and you got to explain gaps in the resume. There was a resume today that I looked at that actually listed, I think the person had 40 different jobs, and every 2 months, and they were not a consultant. At least if they were, they should have mentioned it somewheres that these were consulting jobs. I certainly didn't know that, and I'm like, what's this person doing? And I just couldn't believe it. It showed no continuity, no commitment. If you are doing contract work, make sure that is clear, that the person who's reading the resume will understand that. A couple things that you hope that, first, your resume is going to get past HR. 9 times out of 10, that's going to happen. Then it's going to get to the hiring manager that is looking to fill the position. And in my case right now, I'm helping that hiring manager as a consultant to review resumes, where we can screen out, where I'm looking for all that techie stuff. And it's not just the techie stuff. It's how it's being presented. I can sense someone's work ethic. I can sense what someone knows by the way they're describing it. And I want to be blown away. I want to go through that resume. And as I'm reviewing a resume, and this, I guess, is one of those secrets that you want to hear, I'm looking for a reason to throw the resume away. You got to keep me reading. Why should I continue? You want me to finish the whole resume. And if I go through and I make it through and I finish that whole resume, there's a good chance it makes it to the pile to be considered for a phone interview. I'm looking for reasons why I don't want to bring you in. Okay? And I start reading. Oh, I found something that I don't like. Goodbye. Let's get to the last number. And this is number 10 on resume mistakes. Incorrect contact information. Could you imagine having your email address wrong or your phone number incorrect? Please, please double check everything. Double check your contact information. Wouldn't it be sad that you're not hearing back from anyone because you have a typo in the email address? Just look at everything. Have someone close to you review everything. I could talk for hours on this subject. I am going to list in the show notes an important link, and that is to the Mike Tech Show podcast number 129. The reason I know this is because I have sent many, many people to that podcast. It is the podcast that has been most downloaded out of any one of my shows. It is the one that has generated the most positive response. I have received, I would like to say, a few emails on people who've received jobs, but that's not being fair. I have received hundreds of emails on stories on people who have thanked me for those recommendations that they feel that they've gotten the job because of that. What I've done is given you the confidence that you need in going in and nailing the interview. That's what that show is about. It is to have you prepare to say all the right things, to be prepped, how to follow up, everything you need in preparing for the job interview. Now, what today's show looks like, it's going to be the whole show, is about generating the right resume and using the right buzzwords. I have very important links that will help you pick the right word. I'm going to include that in the show notes, which was also in the show notes for show 129. If you're in a job and you're comfortable and you feel like everything's fine, I still think that you should update your resume, because God forbid, you never know what's going to happen. Something can turn, something, there could be a problem. You have to stay upbeat. If you are forced into a situation where you are now changing jobs, changing career, really impacts your life. And I have been through this. So take it from me. I have been through that and have turned it into a positive thing where I've built on and am still building my consulting business. But there were times when I did not listen to my own advice and slipped into some depression and things that you are going to experience all of the emotions. And if you need help, do not be afraid to ask for it. I'm not even going to say, do you need help? You do need help. Everybody needs help. And you need to be able to talk it out with someone. And hopefully you have a significant other or somebody that you can share that with and be able to discuss it, and they'll be there for you. It is very important what you are going through, that whole range of emotions. No matter how upbeat you are and no matter how positive you are, like I was, you have to go through the cycle. And when you can't find something, you start to get depressed and you start to slip and you start to have, you know, things happen. And that's why I think it's important that you try to stay on track. And sometimes it's not easy. I know that. And that's why I'm trying to be here for you for the resume piece, preparing for the job interview. Because remember, the resume is there to get the interview. Now, cover letters. Get a good book. There are so many good books. Go online. It's so easy to find cover letters, and you can piece together a good cover letter just from looking at examples. You can walk into, and if you say, Mike, I have no money to buy a book. Well, you know what? Go into your Barnes & Noble and take one of the books on cover letters, bring a notebook, jot some things down. Go sit in the area where they sell coffee. Don't buy anything. Just sit there and you can read it. They'll leave you alone. You can go to a library. You can go. There are lots of places. You got to get up. You got to get out. You got to work for this. And you want to know something? As a hiring manager, I want to know that you're working for it. I want to know that you want it. You can taste it. You can feel it. That you want this job. I want the passion to come through. You got to communicate the passion of how much you love what you're doing and how much you can offer the employer. You got to find a way to communicate it. And if you can't, then you got to find someone to help you communicate it and write it down. And that's the essence of the resume, because when the hiring manager, and they know it. You pick it up, you look, and you're like, oh, I got to meet this guy. And boom, it goes into the pile. You get the interview, and now it's all on you. I tell people, I tell everybody this, just get me in the door. I want that interview. Because when I'm in there face to face and I have the interview, I don't lose. I don't know how to lose when it comes to that. And that's what the podcast 129 is. It's like a motivational podcast to get you pumped up and ready so you can get in there and you're going to nail the interview. This is the precursor to that, because you got to get the interview. So here's what I offer, and I know I'm going to be besieged. I already get a lot of email, but if you are really close and you need help, you're just on that resume, you know, send it to me. Please, you may not hear from me right away, but I will do my best in trying to make some, in some way, some kind of help, okay, for comments on it. And I will try to help you, but I can't guarantee it. And my time has just been so, it's been so hard. I haven't had time to even do the last Tech Vets show because I've been so busy. Now, we're getting close to the end of the podcast. I want to give you the clue for winning a prize on show 300. Tonight's clue is the group Pearl Jam. The word Pearl Jam with a clue from next week and instructions on what to do with that information, I will give you next week on show 299, and then you have a chance of winning some cool prizes. There's not a lot. There's like three or four prizes, and I'm going to show you how you can get them in show 299. First clue is Pearl Jam, and then you're going to get another clue. Everything that I've mentioned tonight, take a look back at show 129 and the links that I have for that show and review it. And remember, I'm one opinion. You may disagree with some things, but that's okay. I want to stimulate your thinking as to how you approach putting the resume together, applying for that position. I want to stimulate how you are approaching the job interview. And it's very important that you take some of the pieces, some of the things that I'm talking about, some of the things that you've learned from your experience or maybe you've read, and together you can really put together the ultimate resume and then nail that job interview, because that's what it's all about. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. I have some independent music. The group is called Killing Chloe, and the song is Occupy. Give a listen, and then I'll be back to wrap up, and I got some more information. We'll be right back. That was Killing Chloe and the song Occupy. And I will have a link to their website on GarageBand.com. If you know someone that is thinking about tackling that laptop repair, they want to open up their laptop and they want to work on it. They want to try to fix it because it's been laying around. Maybe you want to try to tackle your laptop that you want to resurrect it. Maybe start playing with it, put Linux on it or something. You got to check out Steve Cherubino's laptop repair videos. They are an incredible set of videos that will definitely teach you how to do it and how to do it right. And they're inexpensive. Using the code MTS, by clicking on the link on my website, you're going to save an additional 10%. You can save 15% on Steve's videos on how to build your tech repair website. That's right. If you want to build a tech repair website, you can find out how. Also, please take a moment and look at all of my affiliates. And if you are using any of them, whether it be Skype, Buy.com, Amazon, use the link on my website at MikeNation.net, and all the affiliates there, I will get a percentage of your purchase, and you help contribute to the Mike Tech Show, and I really appreciate it. That's it for tonight's show. I really hope that this show helped you. And if you are looking for a job or you know someone looking for a job, share this podcast, spread the word, because I believe this will help you. And in the times right now with our economy and everything, that's, you want the edge that is that little edge that is going to help you be distinguished from that other person applying for the job. That's what this is going to do. I want to give you that edge. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.